Hey, I'm Chris.
What's up? I'm Mars.
And you're listening to Surgery Shelf Prep. All right, team, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into some high-yield GI surgery topics that are bound to pop up on your shelf exam. We're talking about the gallbladder, specifically porcelain gallbladder, gallbladder carcinoma, and biliary dyskinesis. Let's kick this off with porcelain gallbladder. What's the deal?
Straight up, Chris. So porcelain gallbladder is defined as calcification of the gallbladder wall. It typically results from chronic cholelithiasis, which is gallstones, or cholecystitis, which is inflammation of the gallbladder. Historically, this was considered a super serious premalignant condition.
Historically, that's key. But what's the current thinking on that malignancy risk, Mars? Because I feel like I've heard some conflicting info.
You're not tripping, Chris, because there is a shift in the evidence. While some sources note an estimated cancer prevalence of 20 to 50% in patients with porcelain gallbladder and a strong association with gallbladder adenocarcinoma, especially with heavily scattered calcifications, recent contemporary studies report that the risk of associated gallbladder carcinoma is much lower, like 0 to 6% in unselected populations.
Whoa, that's a significant difference. So for our future surgeons out there, what does that mean for management? Do we still recommend prophylactic cholecystectomy for everyone?
Not universally recommended anymore, Chris. For asymptomatic patients, especially those with significant comorbidities or limited life expectancy, observation is now considered appropriate. However, if the patient is symptomatic or if imaging shows findings suspicious for malignancy, then surgery is reserved for those cases. It's also noted that the risk is higher with selective mucosal calcification compared to diffuse intramural calcification. And for those heavily calcified cases, watchful waiting is not appropriate due to the risk for malignancy. So know your calcification patterns.
Got it. So a nuanced approach for sure. Now let's pivot to something even more serious, gallbladder carcinoma. Mars, what's the lowdown on this beast?
All right, this is a heavy hitter. Gallbladder carcinoma is the most common biliary tract malignancy and the sixth most common GI tract cancer. The vast majority, like 90%, are adenocarcinomas. It tends to affect individuals in their seventh decade of life with a 3-to-1 female-to-male ratio. Chris, what's one of the biggest challenges with this cancer?
The diagnosis, for sure. It's typically diagnosed late due to nonspecific symptoms, which leads to a pretty dismal prognosis, Mars. We're talking a mean survival of around 6 months and a 5-year survival of about 5%. But about 30% of these tumors are diagnosed incidentally during a cholecystectomy for something else.
That's spot on. And for risk factors, what's the absolute number one factor our listeners need to remember?
Gallstones. They're found in up to 75% of patients with gallbladder cancer. Other biggie include gallbladder polyps, especially those greater than 1.5 centimeters in diameter, because they have a super high prevalence of cancer, 46 to 70%. And polyps 6 millimeters or larger actually warrant a laparoscopic cholecystectomy due to malignancy risk.
Don't forget, other risk factors include anomalous junctions of the pancreatobiliary duct, certain bacterial infections like E. coli or Salmonella, and even exposure to some industrial solvents. When it comes to clinical presentation, what should students be looking out for?
Early stages are often asymptomatic, or the patient might just have right upper quadrant pain similar to biliary colic. But as it advances, we see vague pain, weight loss, and general malaise. And a big red flag, jaundice, is present in about 50% of patients with advanced cancer, usually from direct extension into the liver or porta hepatis.
Gnarly. So how do we diagnose it, and more importantly, how does it spread?
Diagnosis often starts with ultrasound, looking for things like wall thickening or a polypoid mass. Then CT scans and MRCP are key to really see the extent of the disease and check for metastatic spread. Preoperative diagnosis is only made in about 10% of cases, which is pretty wild. As for spread, contiguous spread to the liver is the most common route.
Awesome job. Let's transition to our final topic, biliary dyskinesis. Chris, break it down for us.
All right, biliary dyskinesis is basically when the gallbladder does not squeeze sufficiently or correctly, leading to pain. It's a gallbladder function problem. It's characterized by biliary type pain, that's right upper quadrant or epigastric pain, lasting at least 30 minutes, severe, and not related to meals or bowel movements. A key diagnostic feature is a normal gallbladder on imaging, but a reduced gallbladder ejection fraction, less than 35%, on a CCK HIDA scan. A CCK HIDA scan is when the patient gets a HIDA scan, then the CCK is a hormone that is given so the gallbladder will squeeze, and we can then measure the ejection fraction of the gallbladder. The Rome 4 criteria actually define this clinical syndrome.
Awesome. Do not confuse this with sphincter of Oddi dysfunction. Sphincter of Oddi dysfunction happens when the sphincter muscle at the junction of the bile and pancreatic ducts doesn't relax properly, causing biliary type pain or even pancreatitis. This can be diagnosed by manometry, and treatment is by ERCP and sphincterotomy.
Total clutch point for the exam, Mars. And what about treatment for biliary dyskinesis? Is cholecystectomy always the answer here?
Not as clear-cut as with gallstones, Chris. While laparoscopic cholecystectomy is commonly performed in the U.S., the high-quality evidence supporting it is actually limited and outcomes are less predictable than for gallstone disease.
You know it. All right, team, that's a ton of info to process, but we've got to hammer home those high-yield facts for your shelf exam. Mars, hit them with your top five.
You got it, Chris. First, porcelain gallbladder is defined as calcification of the gallbladder wall. Second, the risk of malignancy with porcelain gallbladder is much lower than previously thought, 0 to 6% in unselected populations, but still higher with selective mucosal calcification. Third, gallbladder carcinoma is the most common biliary tract malignancy and is primarily adenocarcinoma. Four, the most common risk factor for gallbladder cancer is gallstones, found in up to 75% of patients. Five, biliary dyskinesis is diagnosed by biliary type pain, normal gallbladder imaging, and a reduced GBEF, less than 35% on CCK HIDA scan.
Killer facts, Mars. All right, team, have fun today. Keep studying. We'll see you next time here on Surgery Shelf Prep.
Later.